Yo, it's your boy Felipe.
And Mickey Solo. PIF, paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked onto Nuve Live.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andrew, the Royal Highness, and you're listening to Nuve Live.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live with your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop, hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous, G2 Complex, most official, and you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nuve Live.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Ajo, and you're listening to Nuve Live podcast, Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda, hosted by your main man, Nuve Sean. You can also catch him on nuvelive.org. That's nuvelive.org. So, what's up?
Catch us right here.
Catch us right here.
Get it.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nuve Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Nuve Live podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. This is episode 23, brought to you by G2Complex.com. G2Complex is a recording studio, audio mixing, mastering, anything you need to do with audio, let me say, and other related stuff. This particular podcast is also powered by the Fizz Word. Now, the Fizz Word is THEFIZZWORD. You can follow them at the Fizz Word on Twitter, Facebook, and all other platforms. And you can follow G2 Complex at G2 Complex. That is G2, an actual figure, then Complex. And then you can follow the Nuve Live podcast on Twitter, Facebook at Nuve Live. Nuve Live is NuveYlive. And you can also follow me personally on Twitter at NuVersion. Now, last week we had an amazing talent on the show. We had Shemi B, and he had a number of things he was saying here and there. He commented on the Luganda XLs and Price Tabor supposed feud. Well, thank God it didn't happen. And he also told us he has a forthcoming album, which is entitled? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I was trying to let you know that we do have guests on this particular show. They've never been here. I've been hunting for the two of them for like 2 years now, and it's all good. Anyway, so the album Shemi B is going to drop likely next year is called Ebikade Mubipia, if I didn't get it right, wrong. There. Now, weeks have been passing by, and every week has been exciting. And we've been trying to get you all the best that we can get you. And October has been one exciting month for UG Hip Hop. That is Play One last week, dropping his Gingerbread. And this week we had Flix the Paper. That's actually how many days ago, like two, dropping Not For Sale mixtape. An amazing one. It was an amazing listening party. And I think the price for free wasn't really comfortable with what was delivered, really. Because there was so many artists all doing what they can do best. There was Big Ben, there was Price Tabor, NTM, Atlas, Liso. And if you missed, you can just read the review of Nuve Live, so you will have a good time there. Now, right now on Zaba Deco, but we are about to speak to the guy behind Yenzali Co and some other tracks like Sellout. Yeah, and we also have the guy who was spitting the bars there. ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Mio Med and Flex the Paper. What up?
What up, man?
Yeah, Flex.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Flex the Paper, Wagwan.
AKA So Much Ice.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Flex the Paper, AKA The Fresh Prince of Class City, Kampala Boy, Mr. Eskimo. Yeah, Republic's Music representing.
Now you know. I couldn't do better than him. So he had to do it that way. Now, Mio, not so many guys do know you, actually. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And what have you done about that?
Well, we're still pushing.
Okay.
Of course, I push most of the tracks. Yeah. And that's it.
Well, Mio is Mio's a soft-spoken kind of person, and you could call him one of the new school producers out there, and beat makers as well. Producer encompasses all. He worked on Yenzali Cole, and he has a number of projects, actually. There is a Sellout, which I think I had last year, and I've been hunting him, trying to find out where I can get him, and yeah, well, a couple of weeks ago I was led to him. So, Mio, what is the whole feeling right now? Being among guys spoken about who have worked on famous hits, especially for Flex the Paper. What's the whole feeling like?
Feels good, man. I'm working with all these guys, man, we've been looking up to, like, ever since we're young. But,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Make me sound old.
Yeah, makes Flex come out as an OG right now, but he's a young OG.
Young OG. That's right.
Yeah. So break it down for us. How long have you been doing this? Like, how did you get to, you know, making this whole thing come out for you as a producer, young as you are?
Well, started in church. As a piano player, yeah, and got a friend of mine called XP introduced me to softwares and all that stuff,
like Windows XP. No, sorry, I'm just saying. Is that stuff still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
Like the XP, Windows XP. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Well, he showed me how to, like, use the software. Yeah. That's how I began making beats.
How long is that?
Oh, well, like 5 years back.
5 years back.
Yeah.
Guys, we have very intelligent listeners. You can do the math. Mm-hmm. So Mio's been on his grind for like 5 years and finally got at least one successful hit. You know, sometimes the radio lies, but there are tracks that even radio can't resist. Yenzali Cole is just one of them, because I think it's my favorite track of that mixer.
Yeah.
No doubt. 6 a.m. is cool, but shout outs to Mio for that. So, any particular challenges you've had?
Well, yeah. Actually, with my clients.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, guys come through and then they want to walk out, like, with a beat without, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the grind is not easy. So, what keeps you composed?
Well, this is what I love, so.
Passion, course, yeah. Passion is one thing.
Yeah. So, man, you know, you like something.
True. So, just to link the conversation now to Flex the Paper as well, we've kept him quiet for a lot of minutes here, and I know he's probably still tired from the party. How did Yenzali Cole come up? Was it you, Mio, who worked out the beat, or
yes,
Flex came through and was like, yo, I need this or something?
Well, I came up with a beat, then hit up Flex. I'm like, yo, Flex, man, I have a dope beat for you. He was like, let me listen to it. So I sent it to him. So I was like, man, it's dope. So we hit the studio one time. We seated, we played the beat. We started writing.
I like that you say I have a dope beat for you. You believe that was the beat for
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
Why not underground rapper like Sean? Clap for me.
Of course, I have a part of it for you as well.
You heard that. Anyway, so that's amazing. It's nice for a person to believe in what they've done. So I do understand how passionate you are.
Which
is an amazing thing. So do you still rap, sing, and the like?
No.
But Sellout was it you on Sellout?
Yeah, it was.
Damn, few people can imagine that was me, but I think you're interested more into the production.
The production part of it.
Yeah, so Flex.
Yeah.
How was the feeling receiving a beat from almost an anonymous person?
No, it wasn't actually anonymous to me.
Thanks for clearing.
Yeah. We had actually met here, about like a month back or something.
Yeah.
We come here, Don Brandon, Kay's house. The whole team was in the house at that time, Tico and I think, yeah. So we listened to beats, and I really listened to his stuff, like a lot of his stuff. So, yeah, so when we listened to beats, I was like, oh, we need to work on something. Actually played us like about 6 beats a day, but I didn't take anything. Navi as well was around. Yeah, we didn't take any beat then. Yeah, so he sent me a beat like after a month, and I liked it. We came here, actually, we hadn't even written anything. We just wrote everything from the studios. Like, that's what's crazy, like everything. Because actually, when I came to the studio, he first played me other beats as well. So we're like, no, let's go back the same one you'd sent. And yeah, that's how it came about.
When do you say, now, this is the perfect beat for me as an artist?
No, there's no perfect beat.
Okay,
yeah.
It's about
the execution. I'm saying, that's what I so believe. Anything.
And now this is going to sound a little bit hard.
Mm-hmm.
I hated the Flex on Afrobeat for like 3-5 years, honestly speaking.
But I had bars. So guys were doing heavy, so-called hip hop beats, but without bars. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
So you can do the heavy beats, but without bars, it's...
Actually,
you get what I'm saying, yes. Yeah, so.
It will be somehow controversial. On, I think, episode 22, that must have been last week. Last week. Price told me, we introduced bars to these rappers. What's your take on that? Given that you said we had bars. I had bars on the Afrobeat.
I don't know, like, of course, I know Price is not saying me 100% because I've had bars since day one. What I say for bars, like for him to say that he introduced bars, I think it's true. Some people are now
waking
improving,
up.
People are improving.
The word he used is like these guys are waking up because,
people are now improving. You get, and also for when someone says about the hip hop, like we're doing the Afrobeats and all that, we're doing, I think at that time, when I was still in school, but I had done a song which wasn't bars, which wasn't Afrobeats, that was Bunny. And that song went to, like, back in the day on MTV Base, it went and did like a lot of numbers in Uganda. You get like top, how many, you count downs, you get all that stuff. So East Africa TV, so that was not Afrobeats, that was a beat by Eighth and like a hard beat, you get what I'm saying? So that was real hip hop, you get? And that had bars on it as well, you get what I'm saying?
When I say Afrobeats, and then Afrobeat.
Yes, I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm saying, look at the beat. Because now, if you listen to that song, you'll notice there was a lot of bars on there. I remember like Drama Set, Kanye, Taylor Swift, OJ Simpson to the beat. You can tell I'm killing it.
This is
2011. You get what I'm saying? And then if you listen to Follow Me, where people are saying it's also like the beat. And again, another thing is that was a trend at that time. Like Afrobeats was a trend. Ice Prince like made it huge through that kind of music. Everyone tried to you get Young Six and all that. So I think that was also a trend at that time. And yeah, that was there as well. So
that trend is probably resurfacing, if you notice. But more different genre.
I don't actually really mind fields. People who do it. Like, I don't mind Afrobeats. I think I support it, actually. Because you get what I'm saying? People need it.
What I'm trying to say, I didn't say, like, I hated the artist or whatever.
Uh-huh.
To me, personally, this is an opinion, right?
Uh-huh.
I felt like Flex could do more, you know? Like, Flex could do more. Like, of course, you can't tell an artist what they're meant to do or not. It's about the inspiration they had. Mm. So at that time, I was like, I think Flex can you know, jump on a different sonic here and there, you know, that kind of thing. Because I've followed your journey from the days of Daspar Cosine. I'm an OG somehow.
Mm.
Yeah, so like from those days when Rapaholics was just a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, from that time. And like I looked into the potential of the whole, you know, the whole.
But you see now, like, one thing people don't get, like, but which now I think they're now realizing at the moment.
Yeah.
Is because now I'm comfortable doing whatever I want because already now I'm a brand or something. You get what I'm saying? So I can do whatever I want and people are going to still take it. Like at the moment, you get? Because when we did that kind of music, we're trying to get these other fans. You get what I'm saying?
Like crossover
track. Yes, because you imagine if I do a song like Mo with Commission, when we're rapping on that song, people are going to listen that, oh, it's a dancehall beat. But now when people hear you start to rap, even the dancehall fan is going to say, oh, that guy has bars, that guy can spit. You get that kind of thing. So those fans that you check who are going to say, oh, that guy can spit. Blah, blah. But they're hearing you in a dancehall song. This song was playing in every club in Uganda, everywhere. Like, you get, like, it really moved a lot. So if you have such a, like, that crowd, that's the same crowd now that's bumping to 6M in Nairobi. I mean, this song has been on Magic's Countdown, been on Festive for God knows how long, on the Countdowns. You get what I'm saying? So, and also UBC, different countdowns. You get what I'm saying? So, and that's a hardcore hip-hop song. No chorus. You get no nothing. But people have moved it. I was in Jinja, like, for Maru's concert. And in the club, the DJs were playing it after playing Nazis Hit Me Now. You get, because like, oh, this guy is in the house, and even DJ is also playing it, he has it. So that's the impact. But for us to make those people get that, we're the ones who actually had to open doors rappers. You get, like, go to those fans to them. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, you have to say some little painting thing to let an artist explain why and how they were doing that. Now, in other words, Flex is trying to tell us you need to understand the demographics, right?
Yeah.
At the particular time. So how has the journey been like?
Like the journey from the beginning or?
Yeah. From there. From Rapaholics just coming up and to Rapaholics being one of UG Hip Hop's most well organized, let me say. I don't know which word to use.
Yes.
Better organized, well placed brand in the country.
Mm. I think for us, we have never, it's not even about like the money or rushing. You get the money always comes by itself at the end of the day. That's what people never get. You get like, first when we were starting, I remember we started with Big Trill, was around the time when we were releasing music. Munji was in campus, but he had been in the game, like, he had already released songs before us. The songs of Baby Into, what you get, like, we had never really recorded by that time when he was doing music. So we met him in campus. You get, so looking at this guy's work ethic, guys like Munji, guys like GNL, Clear Cut, if you at that time, if you looked at the way they were doing things, these guys were doing corporate deals with big companies. You get, like, Pilsner, these guys were signed for deals worth millions. You get, like Pilsner, Billboards, guys are doing MTN, guys are doing what, you get all that. So the question you see, like, even before I answer you, like, how the genre has come, ask yourself, who has done that in Uganda for the last 7 years as a rapper? No one. You get? No, I'm saying no, like, we've not done it. And I'm saying, like, those big major deals, I'm just saying, you look at it and see, guys have not done it. Keko had deals, you get? All these guys used to get, like, major deals. But right now, if you look at it, a person like... the corporate deals that even people are trying to get nowadays, for example...
I think the only corporate deal I know is GNL on Coke Studio.
Yes, and even even the deals that I'm saying right now that people are trying to get, like the corporate deals, you can see, like, we have Navio in Coke Studio.
Yeah.
We have Munji on Afrisail. We have this is just basically I'm talking about even hip hop. Eh? Yeah. You can check we have Munji, Navio, Keko also tried Afrisail. We have okay, different people who have done. I mean, she did Coke Studio. The question is, why are they draft like going away from hip hop? Like the major companies and what? And that's the thing. Our journey, like first day we came, we've been taking it slowly. You get, we get our deals. We're going to keep performing. We're going to keep. You get like, cause all the time I'm telling you, like we're getting different things. Oh, we're going here now. Next month we're going to Rwanda for a certain show. You get with an NGO from Germany and all that. So the thing is, to get into that space, the rappers need to also change their mindsets. So for us, our journey has always been like focused on something, no rushing it. Time, you get like you like the example you're giving about recently, about mixtapes, artists releasing this year many mixtapes. You've seen like you're saying this one has released this one, so it's going to release. You've talked about going to release an album, which is all good, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the question also for need to know is the impact of the project, the person's releasing. It has to be there, because if you're not going to inspire someone at the end of the day and then you're going to release projects, then they're not really worth it. If you're not going to inspire the next person coming like after you, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, so basically that's it. That's our journey and that's what we're still doing. Hey, like focused on specific things, you get?
Fellas, it's about studying the game, because one would say why hasn't Flex done an album with all the time he's, you know, he's been around? But reading it from him, I think it's patience, time, and really observing the game. Similar thing with Mio. He's told us he's been around for like about five years, and understanding the whole game and all that. So Flex, not for sale. The mixtape came out some 2 months, if I'm not mistaken, ago, and it's recently that you dropped the physical copies.
Yeah.
So, it was an amazing event. Mm. For those who missed, I'll just keep repeating, just read the review. Because, you know, it's so surprising that an event that is free, almost in the heart of Kampala, with a really suitable time.
Yeah.
I've been to events where guys tell you it's at 8. And artists might turn up a little bit late.
Like at 10.
And then the fans come around like at 8, because maybe they've respected that time. And they get disappointed by how, you know, everything is moving. Now, the story is really different with Flex's event. I was there at, I think, about 7. And I was really quite surprised, you know. People taking that time, you know, to come to the event. I'm not blaming anyone, but what I'm trying to say, like, these artists, you guys put together things here and there. And, you know, we do have lately fans, Twitter fingers and all that, where people just keep, you know, saying things without even being at the event and all that. Now, for Flex, the event was scheduled at 6. Mm. You were there.
Gets opening, yes.
Yes, it's opening at 6. And people turned up. The peak hour was about 8, right?
Mm.
Yeah. How was the feeling? Did you think it's not going to work out or something?
No, actually, already I knew, like, I know Ugandan time. Like they say. But
okay.
You get it. So that's also there, you know, like, people are going to be like, why are you saying Ugandan time? But that's the thing, Ugandans don't keep time. Like, you get what I'm saying? So we had a feeling. That's why we said, first, we're going to start our thing at 7:30. MC starts talking as the event is kicking in. Like, that's how we planned it. And thankful to God that went well. You asked, why did we release the physical CDs right now? We released the physical CDs because I wanted to give the mixtape online enough time. You get, like, the downloads. You get, yeah. Because I know now, right now, if I'm to gather all the different places where the mixtape is online, at least we have more than 3,000 downloads, which no Ugandan rapper has done this year.
So
you get what I'm saying?
Should we still leave the download?
No, people can download. I even never removed I didn't remove the download option, because there are many people who still want it. This is not for sale, it's for free. Remember, it's a dedication to different things I did. So it's meant for free. But people buy a CD,
But people buy a CD because they want to support the artist. People don't, yeah, they don't, not that they can't get it online, you get. And another thing why we release those physical CDs is that people don't sell CDs in Uganda. Like, these are facts, you get. Like, we have to accept, guys won't believe that, but it's a fact, you get. But for us on that day, we at least had to move a bit 60 to 70 CDs. And then the guys who had made orders, now the Ready My guys are doing the distribution to them, you get. Because our goal is at least sell 300 by the end of this month. Which we can do that. That is good, and which is 100% possible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible because if on the first day we did 70, it was late. You get the guys came in.
In other words, 300. That is our gold. Cause
maybe, but they don't. You get what I'm saying? But you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So we want to change the way people think. Because even stores are already asking us for the CDs, like the places to put them in display, blah blah blah. But we can't put them in there. Then still keep doing distribution down. You get, then that means we're going to start telling people go to this store and get the CD.
Okay.
Yet we want to have a personal connection with the guys who ordered
it. Let me take this opportunity to let the people listening to know, as Nuvelive, we are still designing. The shop is functioning, our online shop. You can visit it at nuvelive.org/shop. Now listen, if you want to support us, to support Ugandan hip-hop, that's the only place you can go. You want us to continue doing what we are doing, we do have a bunch of merchandise there. We do have t-shirts themed under Nuvelive and the like. And we are soon opening doors to any artist involved, any person involved in Ugandan hip-hop. Because we also want to find a way that we could sell maybe the music online. So our online shop is more of like an intermediary between the artist and their fans. What we do, our fans and the people who visit Nuvelive, they check out the product. If their favorite artist product is there, we act as the Jumia of hip-hop, let me put it that way. So when the person makes the order, we contact the artist, and the artist is at liberty to deliver or give us the rights to do so. So I was just trying to make some money here. This is what I'm paid for. So as regards the No For Sale CDs being available, probably when Flex is ready to sign a deal with us, if I put it that way, it sounds so big. And anyway, it's major. Big is just an understatement. It's major if we did something like that. So Flex, I was just making some money here. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nuvelive. And then to get this podcast and more, you go to nuvelive.org/podcast. Flex, you were still saying something.
No, let me answer something. No, I'm done. Like, we just talked about the event, what you had asked about the CDs. The physical CDs,
and I was saying 300 was gold.
For I think because Ugandans don't sell CDs, like that's a fact.
The recent highest number I ever heard of CDs being sold, I think, was centenary sale.
And how many were those?
1,000 copies.
And how long?
That was like 2 years.
Okay. We're going to make 300 in a month. That's a difference.
It depends on the work ethic, anyway. And for Navio, I don't know. I didn't.
He has actually sold before in Kenya. Like, yeah, I was there myself. Sold about 3,000 in Kenya.
I'm not so certain about.
And in a short while, actually, for him, it was about even, I think, 2 weeks. Because he had schools, went to universities there, and guys were buying these CDs. For The Chosen.
The Chosen.
Yeah, people were buying these CDs.
I think he made more than 1,000 units sold, I think.
But in Kenya alone, it sold about 3,000, and these are facts. Like, because I was there myself, I saw that high school kids and all that, universities. So.
Yeah, sure. So, Mio, as a young producer, this question also goes to Flex as well, in one way or another. Like, there are a number of young cats out there wanting to, you know, find their way into Ugandan hip hop or whatever. What would you tell them?
Well, what I would tell them is to keep working hard, keep doing music, and keep pushing.
Just that.
Just that.
So there are no fears that you do have for the music. You know, like sometimes maybe things are not working out. Have you ever been in such a situation?
Yeah. I've been in that situation before. Actually, understand. Yeah.
It's not easy to, you know, work out stuff, right?
Not easy at all.
Yeah. That's good stuff. So the new Vela podcast is powered by G2 Complex. That is G with a 2, complex.com. And then the fees, what? To get these podcasts and more, you can hit us up on the on our different platforms, and we always talk. And before I actually forget, we do have an event coming through next year called the Munch Sip and Rhyme, where we are promoting mental health through music, that is through rhyme, poetry, and all that stuff. So it's going to be a fun filled day where guys come just to eat, sing, rhyme, just for mental health, to promote it.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy AJO, and you're listening to Nuve Live Podcast. Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda, hosted by your main man, Nuve Sean. You can also catch him on nuvelive.org. That's nuvelive.org. So, sup?
Catch us right here.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nuve Live Podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
So, Flex, any words do you have for, like, any kid whose interest is into, like, the music, hip-hop music? Like, anyone who's about to start up, what do you have to tell them?
I think, first of all, the urge of wanting is already good, so now they need to put in the work. That's the most important part, of course, to make a good product. And then also another thing they have to look at is quality more than quantity. I know everyone uses that word, but trust me, man, my witness, I know what that word means. Quality better than quantity. That's the thing I'll tell you. So even if it's going to take him 1 year to make one song, but people will know it and they'll love it and they'll remember him, that's better than a guy who's going to record 20 tracks from any studio that is just out of the blue. You get it? Eh? Like those small studios or what, then yeah, you get that nowhere, but yeah, they become an online rapper.
Just to mention a thing, right now when you look at the Ugandan hip hop dynamics, where do you think we are? Because given that you've been here for 7 years, yeah, counting,
I think the industry is growing, but hip hop is growing. People are recording more, but we're not growing professionally. That's what I can say. But we're growing more. You get it? Yeah, people are now more. There are more artists.
Yeah, there's
more quality. A lot of new kids are doing good music, but the professionalism is not there. Trust me, in hip hop, it's not really up there. That's a fact. You get it?
I mean, just me writing my rhymes and all that. Like, I'm professional, am I not?
No, professionalism is not about the quality. That's what I said. There's quality music. You get it? Yeah. There's a lot of quality music, yeah, well produced, mixed, everything. But how does the product now move? How
do you distribution?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, even the way the person now, you get moves after the product is out, like all that. Yeah.
Seriously, Flex's stories should be like a testimony, because most of us would sometimes lose our patience, you know, when we know that Flex is surrounded with good people, right? And we expect a product maybe a certain week or a certain year, and actually this sums it all, because it's about quality and not just content and quantity or whatever. You just have to be patient, take your time, and as Nuvelive, Mio says work hard, as Nuvelive, we try to, you know, extend this kind of information to the people.
Plus you also have to know what you want to do with the game, like what do you want to get. Because personally, let me give you an example. You guys are like, for example, let me take it back to the music we used to do.
Yeah,
those were hits everywhere. So people, you meet a person, of course, like the selected years, those guys keep playing the music, and they say, oh, but I like that song, you need to give us a dancehall song. Then I was talking to Slick Stewart. I had an interview before I traveled with Keko for a show somewhere. So as what NTV, the interview was on KFM,
yeah,
with they were streaming it live, I remember, on NTV that morning thing. So the Friday thing is called Over Superstar, something like that. So when we move out, Slick Chat is like, yo, dude, I like the new music, but I want the other music that I used to do extendeds for. I used to move like this. Again, yeah. I want you to give us that. Like, this is good. But at the same time, people are telling you, hip-hop guys are like, no, we love this. So it's you have to know what you want. You have to know what work you want release. You get what I'm saying?
You just to cut you short, you remember the reaction when the statement was played?
Yeah.
If you are observing like I was,
yeah,
you would notice it was a highly mixed crowd.
Yeah.
And what's important, we need to make everyone welcome, like Logic's album. Everybody should be, you know, yeah, invited. It also depends on you, the artist.
That's what I'm saying. The artist has to know what you want at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because me, I have a right, I can put Matthias Wakago on my song. It's my song. Like,
yeah, sure.
You get but people don't have to tell that. Part, yeah. But I'm saying, like, people shouldn't tell us what to release. You get it at the same time? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's now the artist know what you want. So, like, this project with Not For Sale, I was like, I need to do it like this, like, release this. And I didn't plan anything. You get it?
Yeah.
I have, like, songs for Kampala Boy, like, with Epas. I have songs with Keko, like, you've listened to that. I have with a lot of artists on there, but it's different vibes. You get what I'm saying? It's not, sure. You get it, yes.
Depends on the artist and what he wants. Because, just to quote Slick Tech, on his Love My Job, he says, yes. Zit, when I was rising up, yeah, you tell Zit, those guys telling artists what to do, because your cranes never gave an effort to. So I guess it's the same feeling, it's the same sentiment. It's about the artist. You should know what you want. You should know where you're taking it. And as Nouvelev, we try to embrace technology, really, to give artists an alternative, you know, to build a fan base online and offline. And the easiest way to do this is by having these blogs. And bloggers, lately, we've suffered in this country for people not understanding what we do. But anyway, that will be like a whole long story if I invited the blogger. Flex might not get the whole picture. But so it's about that. And Nouvelev been trying to do this for the past 3.5 years. And we've been pushing. And all the content, we put it out there free of charge. All you have to do is just listen. Pay attention to these artists that we bring you here. Next week we're likely going to have Play One or someone there. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the show, and I would like Miomed and Flex to just any final words, any, even if it's an ad, we won't charge you. Just anything you have to say to your fans and where they can get you.
Yeah, I think first of all, shout out to the studio we're at right now. That is
Gag
Studios.
Yes,
that's where Miomed and I did Yenzaliko. So yeah, that's a major hit. Like, trust me, it's going, and this is nothing like the way it's doing this year. Because even though I've not pushed it, this is just barely 3 months. Yet it's doing all the countdowns and stuff like that. Radio station sent me emails asking me to bring a second version that doesn't have words like nigga. Like, that shows you the song is big, because they show that they still want to play it.
Yeah.
I have, like, emails, seriously, like, from big radios, and then the next day after that, they played it, like, on rotation. Every day someone's saying, oh, it's on this. I've had it 4 times today, I've had it this. People recording videos playing it, so you get, like, in the car here and all that stuff. So that's, like, a major move. So shout out to me, you made it for that. And, yeah, we're going to make bigger things. That song's going to be way, way bigger once the video comes and all that. So at the moment, I think that's what I have to say, and Not For Sale is out now, so... Yeah,
and you can DL it if you want.
You can download it online, right. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and if you do want a physical copy, support Ugandan content. You know, recently the parliament had something like BU, like Buy Uganda, Build Uganda. And
seriously, I don't really care about that stuff.
What I'm trying to say is the political thing. We might not care about political
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know, like, they make those themes, but they don't follow the themes themselves.
But as UG hip hop, yes, we can buy and
UG hip hop with that, yeah. But for it's the government, as a government, you know, it comes up with campaigns, of course, but they never follow them.
You know, normally artists like a leader in society there. So, my understanding of that whole political jazz, we try to translate it in how we understand it as hip hop. probably Flex might be the next mayor. Shout out to Price Devil. Amio, any final words?
Well, maybe giving them my contact.
Hey, it's so yeah. Cool. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Actually, the music will drop here and then you be louder.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my user Facebook name is Miomed. WhatsApp, so you can hit me up anytime.
The ladies might want the number.
The number, well, it's 0750175386.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm not so sure if I can repeat it, but I will put a link to their different social media accounts at Flex the Paper, right?
Yeah.
And is your audio mark still functioning? Because that's where I got the music, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, sure. So shout out to everyone who's been listening. This is episode 23. You can get these and more from our website, that is nuvelive.org/podcast. Follow me on Twitter at nuvation and follow nuvelive at nuvelive on Twitter, Instagram, and any other platform you think of, Pinterest as well. And this podcast has been recorded from Gax Studio. Have I gotten it right? And then it's powered by G2 Complex and the Fizz Word. We out. Don't forget our Munch and Sip Rhyme event is coming up next year. And we do have podcast coming through. We out.
Yes, sir.
Yo, it's your boy, Philly. Make it so low, P-I-F, paid in full, yeah, stay hooked on to Nuve Live.
So I had to let them know.
Yes, I was the people, I know myself, I know my wife. I've been everyone from the start,
cause I built it from the ground.
Yes, I did call.
Yo, you're now living down the park, you're down the line. Your boy, come for you, Ghanaian hip-hop. This is by yours, Julius, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous. G2 Complex, most official. And you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nuve Live.